This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning, kicking off the 4th of July weekend, our independence. How about that? I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
Johnny B.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, cool. It's good to have you in there, Johnny. You got any special plans for the 4th?
I was going to go fish over at Galveston State Park, but I just saw it got closed down, so that ain't happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's anything that's got any park maintained by the government, they're all closed.
Well,
National parks, all of it.
It's going to be me on the golf course.
There you go. Go out and play some golf, man.
I'll do something. You know, I'll go hit practice balls, and I'll bring my bait caster with me and go throw a jig.
My nephew made the cut in Detroit, so he's 11 under. So I think the cut was 4 under, but he's got a pretty good ladder to climb this weekend.
I think that's a Rocket Mortgage tournament.
Man, I forget which one it is.
I forget.
He usually does pretty good when he played in all the junior
amateurs.
Yeah,
Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's what it is?
Okay. Yeah. That's why Ricky Fowler's in it. Rocket Mortgage. He does all their commercials.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. We got a caller called in. Let's go to him and get started off in this second hour here and see what's up. Floyd, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hello, Cap Mickey. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm from Missouri City. You remember me? I used to call back. It's been a couple of years since I've called in.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I was wondering what happened. What's going on?
Oh, we're still fishing. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, Joe the Pro told me to tell you hello.
Man. I hadn't talked to Joe for ages. He used to call all the time, man.
Oh, man, we this corona's kind of got us under the radar, but we still go fishing at night. And we're still doing it.
As a matter of fact,
we were trying to know if you had a number for a reel mechanic. We didn't wore them out.
Yeah, if you're on the west side of town, Anglers Anonymous has a good rod and reel repair up there in their store. You know, the sporting goods store up there, up in Katy, Anglers Anonymous. Okay. And if you're on the south side of town or east, you know, down this way, you need to call Joey Abera. Let me get his number out of my phone here for you.
Okay, great.
Let's see here. Where's Joey at?
We'll Captain, get him. You still sound good. You sound like you haven't aged a bit.
I'm glad the voice is hanging on because everything else is falling apart. I got Joe the Pro. I was looking for Joey's number, and I got Joe the Pro's number in my phone, too.
Okay.
That's what I got him listed at, Joe the Pro.
Yeah.
Here's Joey's number, Floyd. It's area code 832-248-5218. That's 832-248-5218.
All right, Captain.
And he's really good, man. He's really good.
Man. Oh, that's what I need, a good, real mechanic. So everything else is going pretty good. I hear you're doing the show from the house now.
Well, no, I've got my own studio, but it's close.
Okay.
It's close to the house. I don't have to jump through as many hoops and obstacles to get to work anymore.
I heard you. Well, look here, I ain't going to hold you, but I'm just glad to holler at you again. And I'll tell Joe the Pro I'll talk to you. And about getting the call in one time or two.
Well, don't be a stranger, man. Tell old Joe to give me a shot, too, man.
I sure will.
All right, buddy.
You keep on keeping on, Captain Mickey.
We're going to do it, man. Can't keep dog down, buddy.
That's right. When you can't do nothing else, you can fish. What does it say? A bad day of fishing is better than a good day of work anytime.
Yes, sir. I'll agree with that thoroughly. And happy 4th of July.
Same to you now, Captain Mickey. Take care.
All right,
care,
buddy.
Now.
See you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, old Floyd. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Missouri City. Good old boy right there. All right. Speaking of good old boys, man, let's run down Baytown way and let's see what's up with old Captain Blaine Fryermood. See how he's percolating this morning. Blaine, what's going on, buddy?
Hey. Well, on the dock. Wasting time.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
It's blowing down here. I'm going to try to get out of the wind here. We just launched the boat.
No, your phone sounds good. I don't hear a lot of wind at all. It sounds good, man.
Great. Well, it's west about, I don't know. It's blasting right in here, probably about 12 here. But it's kind of rough here in Thompson.
Yeah, I bet a west wind kind of blows right into there.
Yeah. But maybe it'll come down. Eddie and I decided, we both have trips today, thank goodness. And we're getting ready to go get out, but we got here early. We couldn't get bait. They're having a hard time keeping bait alive down here.
Boy.
Well, too much fresh water. I think it depletes the oxygen.
It does. Water.
It's hard. These shrimpers are having a hard time up here. So, anyway, we got here early to make sure we get some live shrimps. We got good fishing today. Family time. Fun fishing.
Right.
Here we go. 4th of July weekend, that's a big weekend for guides.
Yes, it is. It's a big weekend for everybody, and, it can get crowded in certain areas, If you want to know where all the fish are, just look for the boats. They'll be crammed in there, man.
Eddie and I went scouting yesterday. I've been at the ranch working a dozer and cleaning brush down there for my landowner, and anyway, I got back to Eddie and I fished yesterday for half a day, and we found quite a few fish, but still, it was not calm. We thought it was going to calm down. It did not. It was still
pretty rough. They missed that forecast by a country mile yesterday.
Anyway, but we still got them. We caught a bunch of reds and caught 4 or 5 trout, and, we were using live bait, though.
Right.
The water was not exactly what we're looking for. It was still pretty chocolate milky. That's south at 20 the past 10 days we've had really messed it up up here.
Boy, it did butcher things up, didn't it?
Yeah, and that dose of fresh water we got from Houston, from downtown Houston, we came down Buffalo Bayou right down the ship channel, and it's, like I said, some of our shrimpers already moved back down south. They weren't doing much good up here with all the fresh water we've got.
Stanley sent me a text earlier. He said Lake Houston water level is 0.85 below pool. They lowering the, they lowered it down. So he said, the San Jacinto River, it's clearing nicely and bracing for the July 4th thundering herd, which will descend on that beginning today.
Eddie and I went upstream yesterday and the water was green. You're right, but it was pure fresh.
Yeah.
But, we caught some reds and sheephead and drum, et cetera, all the stuff you catch up on the rocks. But, just not many trout up there. I think it pushed them on out, which is, sometimes it's to our advantage when it pushes all the fish out of the river down here in the bay, but we need calm conditions to get them out here in the bay. So, there we go. It's not calm enough to go out in the middle of the bay right now, but we can fish this west shoreline. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
We're just not it's not our times yet. It's been the past 5 years, but this hadn't been our time.
You're missing a year. Make that 6, Blaine. but what does it matter after 5? What's 6?
well, just one day maybe it'll straighten up before you and I get so old we can't go fishing.
Well,
talk about that today.
If that time comes, it's time to check out anyway. I can't slide a boat in or crawl in and out of a boat. I'm done. Might as well stick a fork in me. I'm ready to go. Ready to go to the promised land.
Go to the other side.
That's it. And hope it's not the dark side.
Yeah. Man, you and Rhonda made a big hit with those tomatoes yesterday. I took them down to my daughter's house. Lisa lives right down the road.
He said I heard Hillman yelling at me in the phone yesterday when I told him I tore all my tomato plants down and threw them on the burn pile. He said, well, wow. I said, we just live too far apart. I said, man, I give Blaine sacks all the time. Mickey Ray comes and gets sacks of them, all my friends. And I said, I'm just sick of tomatoes. I'm tomatoed out. I don't care to eat another one till next year. I mean, Rhonda's made tomato pies, and I thought, boy, that's the stupidest idea I ever heard of, and I can't believe how good they turn out.
I know it.
Well, you ate some that time, and but how did that Mexican shrimp cocktail turn out with those fresh homegrown tomatoes?
Yeah, that's the hit right there. It's unbelievable. She was sitting there waiting for me to bring those tomatoes to her house for her to cut them up and put them in that shrimp ceviche and stuff, that shrimp cocktail. Holy mackerel.
Mexican shrimp cocktail. There's nothing like it, man. And it's so easy to make. You know, it depends on your how hot you like it, whether you use serrano or jalapeno peppers. And you dice all that up, and, you know, you boil your shrimp and then cut them up, and, you know, where you can put them on tortilla chips or crackers. And your cilantro and your lime and all your tomatoes diced up and ketchup and mix it all together, and it's just, you can't beat it. I mean, it is awesome.
Well, that's your wife's recipe that Lisa has. It's unbelievable. It's really good.
Well, actually, that started out with Grease, Raz's wife, and she taught my wife how to cook all that stuff. You know, she's straight from Monterrey, Mexico, and,
right.
And man, you know, they have so many good dishes you can make with shrimp, like shrimp Diablo and that Mexican shrimp cocktail and shrimp soup, and I mean real Mexican recipes. I just love that stuff, man.
Yeah, well, you turn me on to those big shrimp we got today. Those are very good, nice shrimp. Our shrimp is not getting any shrimp up here. I can tell you that. I guess you have to go down to Boyd's to get shrimp down there now.
Yeah, got to go to Boyd's, get some of them big U10s, baby.
Yep, man. Well, fishing, I would say, if you're just a fisherman, to catch fish is good. But
yeah, you can go out and catch something, sure.
Yeah, you can catch them here. No, you can get them, but the trout is still, we had 5 or 6 trout yesterday, which is not bad that we caught the trout where we're trying to catch red. So
yeah, well.
The river pushed all the trout down. You know, down
they'll come back, man. It's just going to take a while. But, you know, for family outings and all that, I mean, that's plenty of action, you know. Like you said the other day, Eddie said the corks kept going under all day long, you know. Whether it's sheephead and drum and redfish or whatever, hey, it is action.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way our customers played here in the past few years. The normal thing is for us to get a limit of reds and half a limit of trout, so that's pretty much normal for us.
Yeah. Well, it's all right.
We're good. I mean, that's just who we have. That's what we got. And our good people, like the artificial people, they're just out of luck with us right now.
Yeah, well, that's it is what it is, and you just got to, you know.
Oh, yeah. We go with the flow. I'm just lucky to have a trip right now, Mickey. It's the corporate world quit spending money. And not just on fishing and hunting, but on everything else, you know. Corporate.
Yeah, all avenues of entertainment like that, sure. It's understandable.
The first thing they pop is entertainment, and the last thing they pick up is entertainment because it's not essential for the business. So here we go.
Well, sound like you might be giving some pretty good deals down there deer hunting and quail hunting and dove hunting this year.
I've seen it, and we've been at our ranch now for 37 years. I have never seen it when the phone was not ringing for someone to go hunting. I mean, but you know, a lot of people are already thinking about it this time of year, but not now. You know, and they may not. They may not do it at all this year, but I bet it's going to be late if anybody decides to do anything.
Well, there's not a bright future right now. Everybody's living kind of from day to day to see what happens next. That's kind of year in the kind of state we're in right now. But that phone will start ringing here before too long. We start dove season's what, 60 days away?
It's not that far away. September the 14th is when I
Here we go.
Yeah, we got millions of doves and quail. I tell you what, it's crazy how good it looks down there. It's just a lot of rain. Rain makes the world go around down there. It's the grass is about 3 or 4 foot tall and millions of quail, and every tree, every mesquite tree has a dove nest in it. So it's pretty good looking down there right now.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you to go fishing or come down to South Texas, down to God's country and do some hunting this winter, give them a number out, Blaine.
Tell them call me at 713-703-6656 or look at my website, BlaineFryermood.com.
Well,
I can be reporting.
Well, you have a good one, and take care, my friend, and I'll be talking
all
to
right.
you.
Later. Thank you.
Bye. All right, brother. See you. All right, that's Captain Blaine Fryermood out of Baytown getting ready to take his trip out. All right, it's 5:14 here at Sports Radio 610. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a big break, and we'll be right back.
I love that client told me one day that they're coming back with plogging. I think they're out in the Gulf. It's just super rough, and it was real sketchy. The storms got caught between the storms, and everybody got their life shaking. So one of the guys asked James, he says, "You think we're going to die? You think we're going to make it?" He says, "Well, if we're going to die, it's a good day to die." I'm like that.
Texas. You better listen to The Outdoor Show.
We have a little coffee bar in our bedroom, and I spilled a bunch of coffee grounds in the carpet. So I go off in the closet, and I get one of these little electric brooms. Anyway, I go over there, I'm trying to suck those coffee grounds up, but I'm used to my shop vac, which will suck up nails and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm over there trying to suck that darn coffee grounds up. And it wasn't doing too good of a job. But out of frustration, I yanked the darn cord out of the wall. And all I meant to do was toss that thing over on the bed. And when I did, the cord went up and got caught in the ceiling fan in the cathedral ceiling. And that vacuum cleaner was whirling around.
Swinging around.
Blades looked like were breaking. And when I yelled a couple of expletives, my wife runs in the room.
Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
Now, time for more of The Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 522 in the Bayou City on this 4th of July weekend, getting her all kicked off and ready to roll. Oh, we need some calm winds, a little lay down. It's going to be hot anyway, so might as well have calm weather to go with it, catch more fish. All right, well, let's go up to the Big Sam now, and let's talk to our good friend, Mr. Will Kirkpatrick, see how he's percolating this morning. Will, what's going on, bud?
Well, I thought there was a lot of people up here before. We went to town yesterday, and Vic, I'll guarantee you, from 147 Bridge to the house, we must have had at least 25 boats go by us. Pontoon boats, bay boats, bass boats, flat bottom boats. Everybody was coming to the lake.
Well, they headed to the Piney Woods because they done closed all the beaches down on the coast, so everybody's switching horses.
Okay, never thought about that. Well, they're all up here. I thought they had a bunch of people before, but it's nothing like it is now. And most of the people that we know that live right down here around me, they got relation up this weekend. People next door, all three of their kids are coming. So, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people out there, but they'll catch some fish. The topwater bite, you know, I don't know how many of these people know what's going on the river, but the topwater bite is on early in the morning, but after 8 or 8:30 when that sun gets down, there's only, 5 or 6 places down here where you've got a steep enough bank that you can get in. You can have an east bank, but if it's got shallow water like over there at Needmore, You know, you can't even get close to the bank over there because it's so shallow.
Right.
So, you know, you can go in, well, there at Rayburn Park, those little guts that we fish, you can get in there. They got a steep bank. And then Five Fingers and Norris Creek got one steep bank. But everybody that's fishing up here or knows anybody that's been fishing up here, that's where they're going to hit first thing. So they ought to have a lot of company.
Yeah.
And if you can believe this, they have a tournament. 4th of July weekend.
No, you're kidding.
Well, Vicki, they had one a couple of years ago. Mother's Day fell on a Saturday, and they had a tournament because I knew one guy that was fishing it. And I said, you know, your mother's got to be proud of you. he didn't take it well. But it's topwater bite and, you know, pawpaw or that small spook. That junior spook catches more fish for more people than that big one because it's a lot easier to work. And they've got tackle that can handle it. You know, most people, that big spook is more than their rod or handle.
Well, I love that big spook, you know, when you got windy and rough conditions.
Right.
You know, it's more visible and it puts out more noise. But when the water's calmer and plus I can work it all the time and don't get as tired, you know, that spook junior, man, that baby spook's a really good bait. And
well, it's getting ready to be, you know, the largest single-selling topwater that Prideco has is that pawpaw. But that spook is getting close to it. That woman I work with is the head of the pro staff. She told me, because I had ordered some, and she called me, and we were talking, and she said, you ordered some of those with the bone? And I said, yeah, why do you like bone? And I said, because I catch more fish.
Yeah, just good old bone, man.
Well, we used to fish that silver one, and that the paint would come off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And once the paint came off, you had a lot better catching than you did with that paint on there.
Yeah, I like it when the paint's peeling off and it's kind of calico looking. You know, it's bone and blue and silver, and you know, I like it that way. And And plus, what's good about the bone, too, you're able to, it's more visible to you to see on a real long cast out there. You can stay in contact with it, see it better, you know, keep your eyes on it easier than a darker bait.
I never thought about when you had part of that silver and blue left on there. Well, I kind of doubt if we'll get them to make one that's got all that because most people wouldn't understand it. So.
No.
But that works. You got a lot of grass coming up, and there's little secondary points that where most of the better fishermen coming on, and it's easy to find those because you can look down a bank and you'll see these little patches of grass out. It'll be some of them 100, 150 feet out from the shore. What that is secondary point comes out, and that torpedo grass comes up on that point.
Right.
And there's some of it that's 3 or 4 inches out of the water now, so it's pretty easy to find.
And worm after, fisherman's paradise.
Yep. No, that's it. After they get through with topwater, you know, don't leave there. Just throw up in those guts where you've got 6 or 8 foot of water, you know, not right up on the bank, but out away from the bank where you've got 6 or 8 foot of water. Just work the edge of those drains coming off those points.
Hey, Will, real quick before we run out of time. Now, this time of year, you know, we got a full moon coming up, too, and we're in the midst of a real hard summer pattern now with the hot temperatures. You know, people neglect to fish big bass at night. You know, night fishing can be incredable on Rayburn.
Well,
from what I've heard in the past this time of year.
You get out about 4 o'clock in the morning, and what really works good is either soft plastic, you know, get a 9-inch worm or even bigger than that, or a spinnerbait. You get big Colorado blade spinnerbait and work it out off the end of them points anywhere from 10, 12, 14 foot. The bigger fish don't stay in the grass. At night, they stay out on the edge of the grass because what they do is catch that bait coming, you know, back and forth into that grass. But they, I've had, I caught one, and I've had two 10-pounders come off of big spinnerbait at night. I've got one that I made up. Dennis Miller made me the heads on them, and then I put the 3/4 ounce head, and I put a number 5 Hildebrand Colorado on it. And just work. You can feel that blade vibrating when you reel it in. You can't see it because you're out there at night, but you can feel that blade turning every time it turns. You just feel that fish is slow enough that you can feel the blade turn, and you're going to catch big fish. They're one around the end of that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, Pradco makes, and there's a guy that used to come up to fishing school. He made some, but it was hard to stay on the ends of those points. And Pradco, their lending lure, which is Al Wendler, used to fish bass tournament. He used to guide on river. They've got a bobber that people fish for walleyes and stuff at night with bait, and it lights up when it hits the water. And you can take one of those and throw out on the end of a point, and people will be really surprised at how far away you can see that light. And it makes it a lot easier because you're going to see, you may sit on the end of a point and work it back and forth for 30, 45 minutes. And it makes it easier with that bobber laying out there. You just tie a weight to it. Say you're in 12 foot of water, just put a 15, 18 foot weight on a piece of fishing line out there. I keep one wrapped up for fishing at night.
Yeah.
And I've got 20 foot of line on it. I just throw it out there as one of the bevels.
Yeah, it'll give you a focal and distance point there where you go.
Well, easy to find because you can see
easy
that.
Easy to find,
thing.
Sure.
Yeah, 100 yards away, you can still see it.
Heck yeah, good idea. All right, Will, well, I'm out of time already, but it was good talking to you, and happy 4th of July to you and Vicki, and throw them out a number if somebody wants to call you, bud.
409-584-3177, and, you know, until this virus gets over with, I think we're going to have a lot of people on the water.
You think?
As long as the virus and that $600 stimulus keeps in, they're going fishing, my friend.
Yeah, they are. I heard that, buddy.
Thank
All
you.
Right, Will. Have a good one. Nice talking to you. See you, man.
Hey, bye.
All right, that's Will Kirkpatrick up on the Big Sam.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey. We'll tell you where to go and what to throw.
If I was just going fishing for myself, I would go, I'd find somewhere that I like, and I probably wouldn't catch anything. But it's okay. But when you got a man paying you to do your job the best of your ability, it doesn't mean that you're not a good guide. It means that you behind the eight ball, bro.
Well, you know it's like Ben and I were talking yesterday. He said, man, I feel for you, Steve. He said, but it's okay. I just wanted to get my daughter and her boyfriend out and enjoy the weather. I said, well, that's, you know, you could get on the ferry for that and wouldn't have to pay a dime.
You could go to Peppermint Park.
Peppermint Park.
But I said,
boy, that's going back. God, dog.
But I said, here's the deal. Park. I said,
and waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Here's Vaughn to come back when you mentioned Peppermint Park. That brought back memories. He's old school like us. He goes, I'm with James. I'd rather be riding the ponies at Peppermint Park.
Hey, you know, the best thing was them fake motorcycles that you thought you was going somewhere and you just went around in a circle.
Everything is better with friends like you. There's so much to do in Peppermint Park. So won't you come along and we'll play. Happy to be sharing a fun day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 538 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to sunny San Leon, where the sun's always out and the wind never blows and the fish are jumping in the boat. It's just unbelievable, man. Millions of them. Captain Steve Hillman.
Captain Mickey Eastman. Good morning.
Let's go shallow. What's up, I man?
I wish I was going to Peppermint Park today. Instead
ride
of
the ponies, or you want on them little fake motorcycles James was talking about?
I don't even care. anything but this.
Oh, goodness.
It's got to be better than yesterday. It's got to be better than yesterday. Golly.
Little root canal fishing yesterday?
Oh, it was like eating broken glass or sticking needles in your eyeballs or something like that.
Oh, boy.
You know, I can usually handle the family fun time stuff. I can usually pull it off, but I couldn't pull it off yesterday in a 15-knot southwest wind with hanyaks everywhere. And it was we went pencil popping.
Deplorables. Deplorables everywhere.
Yeah, we did some of that. What do you call it? Pencil popping.
Pencil popping, baby. Got to put them on the pencils. Pop some pencils.
Oh man, I tell you what. Everywhere we went, little bitty fish. It was horrible. And I had four people. Had a whole family. Granddad, daughter.
Oh, you had a COVID boat working yesterday.
I had the picket fence going. Yeah.
Yeah, you did, man. There you go.
The picket fence pencil popping mission.
Understandable.
And James called me yesterday morning about, I don't know, about 9 o'clock, and you know he's been wading every day.
Yeah.
And, he had to drift yesterday in all this wind, and he called me. He said, "How in the hell have you been doing this every day?" He said, "I can't do this, man." I said, "Now you know why I canceled 4 days in a row."
But yeah, that's why I canceled 3 days this week. Y'all can have that. I don't want it. If it's 15 to 20 and trying to boat fish, I'm out.
Back in the day
when you had fish on every street corner, millions of them everywhere, sure, that was one thing. But nowadays, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, there's a couple of patches of fish I was on, but other captains got them. There's other captains there now.
Other captains.
So I had to go find something else. And the something else that I found ain't any good. It would be good if I had a 200-gallon saltwater aquarium and I needed some little baby trout to put in it or something. That would be cool.
Yeah.
If that was legal.
But. Yeah, but if you be your luck, you'd keep a couple of them in the live well and you'd get caught.
Well,
for the record, I
don't have an aquarium and I'm not keeping little trout. So
no, we're just talking, yeah, folks. We're just talking.
I know. But no, we had four keepers yesterday. Is all we had. We came in at 11. At 11 o'clock, I said, "Let's go hit one more spot." And the mom, she's like, "If you don't mind, can we go ahead and go in?" I said, "Sure."
Yeah, we'd rather go eat something at Topwater Grill.
No, actually, I cleaned their four fish, and they got in the car and went home. They didn't need anything. Oh, man.
They had enough of your antics.
Shoot, I had enough.
Well, at least y'all, they got some action. They caught a bunch of little ones, They got bites.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Better than nothing.
It was all right, I guess, if you want to really lower the bar. But yeah.
Well, the bar has been lowered. We're used to the low bar now.
Yeah.
Got my limit. I got my limit, Captain.
Yeah. This last week, yeah, I know it. This last week and a half has been, that bar has been down there by the street curb, man. It's down there on the ground. But prior to that, it wasn't bad. If it gets calm again, I don't know, today we might catch something. I just have two guys, as far as I know. I got Craig Brandstetter and his son Ben, and they've been fishing me a long time. So maybe we can go catch something. But last I looked, it was like west at 8 or something like that, or west-southwest at 8, 9, something like that.
Yeah, it's a little stronger than that. Up Thompson's way, Friermuth was talking. It's due west up there at about 12, right into the docks.
Well, if it's saying west at 12, then that means it's about 15 or 16.
I'm showing southwest at 17 at the Galveston Fishing Pier.
Oh, good grief.
And over at the North Jetty at southwest at 13. Eagle Point showing southwest at 7.
Well, that's wrong. It's never right at Eagle Point when it's out of the west because it's coming over.
No, now if it was out of the east, it'd be correct.
Correct.
You're right.
You're dead on.
But it is blowing off the shore over there. So you've got that whole west wall over there where there's just millions of fish you can catch today.
Yeah, right. I talked to some of those guys over there.
Well, if you can go down there and get in that corner and beat all your old compadres down there, you might have a chance of catching a couple.
I'm not going to fight over fish. I'll go catch pencils before I do that.
Oh, come on, Captain.
Hey, I did that deal about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I got out there real early. I think I was doing the deal. I was on your show that morning, and I got out there in the dark. Didn't matter. When it got daylight, whoever wanted in there, they got in there.
They're coming. Hey, right, they're going to come in there regardless whether you're there or not. They're coming.
Yeah, you can get out there at 3 o'clock in the morning if you want to. All you're going to do is lose sleep for no reason.
Yeah, you're going to get pulled in on anyway and chopped up and run over and crushed up. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's where we're at.
I wish this wind would get back southeast or something. This southwest is, man, it's like getting nibbled to death by ducks. It's a slow, painful process every day. Most time you're looking at your watch, you think, man, we still got like an hour or two to fish, you know, and you're happy about it. Now I'm looking at my watch, and I'm thinking, God dang, man, I wish the next 2 hours would go by fast so I could go in. I'm tired of this.
You know, it's amazing how fast time flies when you're having a good day, the weather's right, and you're catching fish everywhere you go, and, man, you look at your watch and go, man, it's 3 o'clock. We might want to go in and go ahead and, you know, fillet these puppies out and live to fish another day. But, boy, when it's slow, you know, you feel like it's 3 in the afternoon. You look at your watch and it's 11 o'clock. You're going, man, this is not good.
Well, and then I've had a couple of days here recently where not only is it slow, but taking waves over the back of the, you know, these whalers have that low transom back there. And I don't have a bulkhead or a bilge pump. And I'm taking waves over the back. My feet are getting wet. I got people on the front getting wind knots and their spinners and lines crossed. And you put all that together, and it's just, man, kind of takes the fun out of it sometimes.
Yeah, that'll keep you busy. That'll make time fly by. It's like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Right. but no, honestly, we are still having a good time. I'm not fishing every day in this. I'm canceling. And this last week, I've canceled more than I've run. I'm just,
understandable.
I can't do it. If I had wade fishermen, different story. Totally
different story. Yes, sir.
But,
we could be down in West Matagorda Bay wading with all those sharks down there right now. They said I was talking to Tommy earlier, man. He said the sharks were bad down there yesterday. They were eating everybody's fish up, man.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It was bad.
I saw a picture, I think it was Jay Watkins. Yeah, it was Jay. Put on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. There was a stringer of 4 or 5 trout, and every single one of them was bit in half by a shark.
Wow.
But I haven't had any issues with sharks yet, but, of course, we're not catching enough fish to have an issue with them. But not in the last week or so, anyway. But the water's good and salty where I'm fishing, but we haven't seen any sharks. I haven't, not yet. A lot of dolphins.
Well, you got to have a lot of fish to have sharks.
Yeah, but there's
sharks are going to be where the fish are, man.
Right. Some of the areas I'm fishing, there's quite a few fish. I think a lot of it is just, and we keep coming up with excuses until we're blue in the face, but so much of it's timing. And yesterday, that tide, it wasn't supposed to rip out early.
Huh.
It was supposed to kind of trickle out. Yesterday, it was ripping out yesterday morning.
Well, didn't that wind go southwest?
That's why, I think.
That's why. Yeah, that sucked it out.
It was pushing it out. But we went in the Galveston Channel trying to get out of the wind, and a couple places I caught some fish in there last week. And we were drifting so fast. The wind and the current were going together. You couldn't do anything. It was like fishing in the Colorado River or something.
Right.
It was screaming through there. And there were boats everywhere. Everybody in there trying to get out of that wind. Wasn't any good.
Hell, just reel them in, Captain, and put them on ice.
there's a boat out there. I don't know whose it is. And hopefully if he's listening to this, he doesn't get mad at me. But I just think it's kind of funny. The name of his boat, on the side of his boat, I haven't seen it. A couple of buddies of mine have seen it. And I think it says, put them on ice on the side. Yeah. Man, I don't think I could handle that kind of pressure on me. That's a lot of pressure. Put them on ice.
Put them on ice.
We got four trout. Let's put them on ice.
Pack them. Stack them. Stack them and pack them.
Yeah.
After you whack them.
Now, what we are catching, we're catching on worms still. We're just throwing plastic. I didn't even try topwater, twitch bait, or anything yesterday. But I still fishing over shell, still dripping over shell. Saw two slicks yesterday, to see a couple of slicks, but caught mainly little ones out of them. We just had a hard time getting them going yesterday. I think Robbie ended up doing pretty good. I don't know how long he stayed out there. Yeah, he had three guys. Last time I talked to him, he had 13 or 14 trout. I think that was around noon.
Call the Chronicle.
Call the Chronicle. That's enough to do a stringer shot.
Oh, man. How you line the front deck with them. Get that circle of death working for them dock shots.
Hey, I would have loved that 10 trout yesterday.
Well, you caught a lot. Right. You just didn't catch the right size, man.
Yeah, we even worked a group of birds yesterday.
Oh, golly. That's scraping the bottom right there when you got to do that.
I wasn't going to do it. I've been driving past all these birds. And I said, you know what? What do I have to lose at this point?
So, well, true.
we trolled in there, and everybody hooked up, and they were all 8 to 14-inch trout.
Nice.
Tons of little trout.
Hey, if you're fishing in Louisiana, that'd be big time.
Actually, I think I'd have struggled even if I was in Louisiana yesterday. Most of these weren't even 12 inches, man.
Boy, that's the tail end of the run right there, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there's – I'm sure once the wind lays, we'll start doing fine. I know James caught him wading a couple of days ago, caught him really good. But you just right now, man, you got to have some weather. You got to have the right guys. You know, normally this time of year, you can take families and stuff and you do just fine with lures I'm talking about. I'm not talking about using live bait or anything, lures. But we just haven't had the weather, man. Haven't had the weather, but it'll get right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not worried about it. We go through this every single year, every year, every summer.
Yeah, but this year's been, you know, what we have, maybe 5 calm days in June?
No, that's true. That's true.
If that, maybe 3.
But we still managed to have some pretty good days during all that.
Yeah.
But, then our tides, we had good tides. I remember the first 2 or 3 weeks in June, we had pretty good tides a lot of those days.
We did.
And we've been on a crappy tide schedule here the last couple of weeks. It's been screaming in or screaming out. And the only way you can really do well some days is if you wait it out, if you stay out there and fish through that tide.
Well, see, you know what we're missing is my backyard. When the tides are like that, that's when I shine up my way because I get that constant – small, steady pull or push of water all day long. You know, you get far away from the coast and those real strong tides work in my favor up my way. But unfortunately, I've had catfish water to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we don't like down our way. We like four good tides up your way. 4 tides hurts you when things are right. You exactly what you just said. You want that big swing all day up there.
Right.
No doubt about it.
And if I had to pick one, it would be a falling outgoing tide all day long in Trinity Bay. That would that's a recipe for multitudes of fish deaths.
Yeah, it's going to get right. That dam, I think they cranked the dam back down again. Isn't it down to like 6 or 7 again?
I don't know whether it went that low. Yesterday it was 13 when I checked yesterday morning.
Oh,
yeah.
They went back up. It went back up. Then I looked at it the other day. It was like 7,000.
Well, it went from 7,000 up to 22.
Jeez.
And now it's down. Well, it did drop a couple of thousand. It's down to 11,000 this morning.
Yeah, it's still a lot. It's still at least twice what it should be this time of year.
You're exactly right. Well, Steve, unfortunately I'm out of time, but if somebody wants to throw them on ice, man. Give a number
if you want to put them on ice or go pencil popping, 409 256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good day out there. I hope that wind will lay on down after that sun gets up, hopefully.
So. Yeah, me too. We're going to have a good time regardless.
It don't matter. You're going.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Well, Steve, have a good day and happy 4th.
Hey, you too, Mickey. Thank you.
All right, brother. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman down in San Leon. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but guess what? We'll be back 4th of July in the morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.